Time Warp. Be a radio wonderful teen queen or teen king. Be the toast of the town and crowned teen of the week and all of the radio wonderfuls that go with it.
Now, do you have any idea how much damage 10 million teenagers can do to this country?
I thought they'd already done it.
These are the exciting years. Teen years. Years of change. Fun. Excitement. And excited skin.
15, you get that voice.
Hello, how you doing?
We get that little mustache. We look like half the women in Newark. You know what I love?
Teens who care about the health and well-being of others, which is, I guess, what flower power means.
This would be a little bit of vocal teenage heaven right here on Earth.
Hi, I'm Bill St. James, babysitting a bunch of brats in a very childish time warp. Of course, I'm talking about you.
Every one of you young people, every one of you, and those two, sit around listening to a radio, some rock music, and some dirty radio station that plays this dirty, filthy rock music bent on destroying America. You're going to face God over every one of those sorry things you listen to. By the way, parents, don't you allow an earplug attached to a radio in your house. Throw them away. He said, well, how's your getting me in trouble? I hope I do. I hope I get you to the place where you can't play one song with the Rolling Stones or the Beatles. If I found one of my children listening to that kind of stuff on the radio, I would tear the radio right to pieces immediately after I performed the funeral of my child.
Now, more of a teenage wasteland called the Time Warp. It's the La Brea Tar Pits of adolescence. Time Warp, where the kids are always all right.
Is it possible to two youths...
To what? What was that word?
What word?
To what?
What?
Did you say youths?
Yeah, two youths.
What is a ute?
Oh, excuse me, Your Honor. Two youths.
The Who with Young Man Blues. And right after these words, we'll be back in the Time Warp rated T for teen. No one will be allowed to listen without one.
We had a high school that was so small that during halftime, one guy came out and formed a picture of the United States. One guy.
Time Warp. Time Warp with Bill St. James.
This strange unknown killer hits town, taking hold of the teenage crowd. Nothing you've ever seen has such blood-chilling savagery. This high school boy, a teenage werewolf.
Hi, this is Whiz Kid Bill St. James with more kid stuff in the Time Warp. I got that nickname not for my brains, but more for my bladder. Time Warp. Won't anyone think about the children?
Beware these children. Behind their fiery, hypnotic eyes lurk the demon forces of another world. It's them or us. For these are the children of the damned.
They're not kids. Have you ever seen them laugh, run, play? No, by God, but you've seen them kill.
Theirs is the power of evil. Unless we can learn to live with them, we may cease to live at all. Can any force on earth stop their fury?
At this very moment, they could be making all those men out there turn their guns on one another.
Children of the damned.
Hi, this is Sonny.
And this is Cher. You know, school starts again on Monday, September the 13th.
That's right, and I've got one good reason all the guys should go back to school.
You mean besides an education being the only way to really make it today?
Sure, school is where it's really at.
Take it from us.
Stay cool. Go back to school.
You can't drink. You can't smoke, but you can rock in the Time Warp. You're welcome, needy planet. Time Warp, celebrating today's youth. This shouldn't take long.
What's the matter?
I don't know. All of a sudden, I got nervous and I couldn't remember who I was calling.
Yeah, I think I know how you feel, Beaver. If
first time I called a girl. I got the hiccups.
Gee, Wally, you've been through it a lot. What do you say to him?
Look, why don't you say, it was nice meeting her and that it was a very pretty dress that she was wearing.
Aw, cut it out, Wally. I couldn't talk about a girl's dress even on the telephone.
Well, look, then why don't you just say, I think it'll be a very lovely affair Saturday, and would you care to accompany me to the dance?
Yeah, I guess I could say that. I just hope I can remember it.
I was a little too tall, could have used a few pounds. I remember.
Bob Seger and Night Moves. And we'll try to rehabilitate a few more juvenile delinquents when we return to the Time Warp. Who knows? Maybe you'll even learn a trade.
We're having some fun, though, aren't we, kids?
Time Warp.
Time Warp.
This was how your day started.
Barbara, get up. You'll be late for school.
You're almost always late, and you're guilty about it. You're in a rut with your sloppy ways. You were embarrassed by your messy hair and the fingernails you had neglected to clean. It's a little late for tears, isn't it, Barbara?
Hi, Bill St. James here, a teenager at heart in the Time Warp. Well, really more preteen, but...
They're foxes.
Teenage dopers. What a waste.
Drunken snarkotics. I don't like your friends, Jeannie.
I never like my friends.
I'm in love with you.
Do you really love me?
Let's go. That's Annie. How is she? She's loaded.
If you're gonna stay with me, you gotta go by the rules. And the rules are, we're gonna get through high school.
Jodie Foster. Scott Baio. Sally Kellerman. Randy Quaid. They dare to do what others dream of. They're foxes.
Our hormones are running amok in a cheesy teen sex flick called The Time Warp.
We're not gonna take it. Hell, we ain't gonna take it.
Time Warp. Oh, to be young again.
Sex happens in high school. It's really crazy. You forget about it. My glands... Well, like yelling at me. It was like,
now.
I was uncontrollable. I was a Geiger counter for skirts in high school. Like,
now. When?
Soon, I hope. I can't stand it.
Me either.
I got a date with this girl. I was so blind with passion, I could not remember how to get to her house.
Make a laugh.
It was like... I get to the door, I hear something that scared the hell out of me.
Let me ring the bell. Forget it, I'll knock.
Pink Floyd and Young Lust. And we're starting to feel a little more mature, old enough to check out Time Warp on Facebook, now that we're touch typing. Just search Time Warp with Bill St. James.
It sends the wrong message to our kids.
Time Warp.